The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Well, now there's pressure on you to be up-tempo and
see. You've got to be up-tempo tonight.
Thanks for nothing, guys.
Rolene, can I just ask you something?
You can.
Did I hear correctly that today's your birthday?
No, today is not my birthday. You know when my birthday is because it's the most obvious day of the year. But today apparently is International Barbie Day. Who knew there was such a thing? Well, apparently there is. And you know they call me Occupier Barbie. Long story, Brooks. So, yeah, I've got a celebratory Occupier Barbie me from the lovely Ronnie. So, Ronnie, I know you're listening, so I'm just going to give you a big shout-out and a big virtual kiss.
Okay, so I actually did know that it was International Barbie Day.
It's been all over social media,
yes.
Pictures of historic Barbies and everything else.
Yes, and Ken, who's just always been questionable in all of our minds. Anyhow, Rolene, Prime Minister Bennett spoke to Zelensky and Putin again yesterday. Do we know what the leaders spoke about?
Well, this is getting very interesting because we don't have a lot of insight into the exact points they talk about, other than President Zelensky tweeting, as has become his custom, that he spoke to Prime Minister Bennett and they spoke about ways to, quote unquote, end the war and violence. After their conversation, the Prime Minister phoned Putin in Russia. Now, what is interesting is that we are getting some kind of analysis from officials who are working around this. And what they're saying is this. They're saying that when Russian and Ukrainian negotiators meet in Belarus, it's often to discuss Putin's terms. So where Israel plays a role is that we are relating Zelensky's terms to Putin and seeing what the reaction is. And they say there is a slight softening in Putin's attitude. And that basically the ball is being put back into Zelensky's court, and he has to kind of decide if he wants to accept Putin's terms, which according to them will see him remain in office and Ukraine keep its sovereignty. But it's very hard to gauge just how much of this, you know, we can analyze without knowing exactly what is being discussed. But what we do know is that there are leaders who will then speak to Bennett to try and gauge what Bennett thinks or where Bennett thinks Putin's head is at and how he could possibly act. But Israel's stance is we're strictly there to mediate. We are not there to pressurize anybody into doing anything. And we are not there to put forward a proposal of our own. We're just basically there to deal with the Putin terms and then relay Zelensky's terms. So very interesting, but I don't know about you. I would love to be a fly on the wall of these phone calls.
Oh, no question.
Somebody is taking notes, and eventually there will be a project to explain what happened. Watch for it in about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, let's see. Rolene, there was a bit of tension between the Ukrainian foreign minister and LL. Has this been cleared up? Has it now been put to bed?
It has been put to bed, but a big faux pas by the Ukrainian foreign minister, and he was taken to task from our side. In fact, our officials from our side said, you know, you want us to act as mediators, which we're doing, but it doesn't help to have members of the Ukrainian administration making these kind of comments. So basically what happened is he tweeted out a screen grab that the Russian payment scheme or channel Mir was still up on NL's website, and saying that we're basically the airlines profiteering with the money from Ukrainian blood. Now, Elal responded very quickly, saying, you know, it saddens us that you didn't check to see that we've actually suspended it. We suspended receiving any kind of payments from Russia on the 28th of February. So the foreign minister has apologized, but Elal has also said that, you know, Israel is concerned. We still have many Israelis, many Jews still in Russia, and we will continue to fly there as long as it is possible to do so to ensure that we get them out safe and sound.
Fascinating. Has there been any further humanitarian aid development?
There has been further humanitarian aid developments. We now know that our field hospital that will be or is in the process and is almost done on the Ukrainian side of the border will now have 80 medical personnel. But Israel's Interior Minister Ayelet Shaked announced today that Israel will be accepting 25,000 Ukrainian refugees, regardless of if they're Jewish or not, that will stay here until some time or such time it is safe for them to return home, and that the 20,000 Ukrainian nationals that we have here who are Jewish, who have been here on work permits or whatever, will not be repatriated back to Ukraine. So we are seeing developments on that side as well. And I just received a little earlier on a lovely image of a United Hatzalah rescue workers at Ben Gurion Airport yesterday, Arabs and Jews working together to welcome 120 Ukrainian refugees who arrived yesterday.
Rolene, let's skip forward to the question of the Emirati ambassador, United Arab Emirates ambassador, that saying that UAE and Israel are signing an economic agreement. What does this include? I thought that there were already agreements in place and that there were projects moving forward.
There are a massive amount of projects moving forward, and no sooner did I put this out than I've got news that our IDF chief of staff is making his first visit to Manama in Bahrain. So we definitely see the seeds of peace bearing strong fruit. But Mohammed Al-Khaja, who is the Emirati ambassador to Israel, ladies, calm down. He's married, doesn't need a casserole. They always, Brooks, you don't understand. He's a really good looking man. And every time he is mentioned, there are offers whether or not he needs a casserole or a cheesecake. He announced today that following agreements with India and Indonesia, the UAE will be signing a very big called a CEPA, a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, he says, which will bring even bigger investment opportunities, business opportunities, and it is really going to elevate everything that has been signed so far into greater heights. So really, really good news on that front.
Does that mean that oil and natural gas from the UAE are going to flow in the direction of Israel?
Well, this is going to be very interesting because we, of course, are looking now at the movement around Russian oil and gas. So I think this is an opportunity for other countries to step in to increase their cooperation with various countries. So that's going to be interesting. So keep an eye on that, and we will be bringing you the updates right here.
Okay, I will look forward to that. We have time for one more topic? I guess we do. Israeli President Herzog is in Turkey for an important visit.
Historical, too.
Well, historic at least.
Well, it is historic because this is the first time that we've seen an Israeli leader since 2008 visiting Turkey. The last was President Peres. But he has landed. In fact, we got word from his office that his first meeting with Turkish President Recep Erdogan has run over time, which is normally seen as a very good sign in these events. But he landed earlier today with a phenomenal guard of honor. You know, watching, there was a procession, a horse-led procession through Ankara to the presidential palace, where there was a guard of honor standing there. Tonight there will be a state banquet hosting the president and his wife, and there will be a series of meetings. But the president did write in a guest book at the Kemal Atatürk Memorial. He went there to lay a wreath, and he said, "It is a distinct privilege to be visiting this historic site, immortalizing the great visionary Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. May we follow in the wisdom of this great leader's legacy of peace and progress, boldly choosing the path of collaboration and welcoming the many fruits to be reaped." He says, and he then ends with a quote from the Book of Psalms, "Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it." So we hope that ties between Israel and Turkey, which had soured under the previous administration, I'm talking Israeli administration, will now start to warm up significantly. Yeah. Turkey's a very, very important power.
I always thought your previous prime minister had a certain ability to rankle other people and get the hairs on lots of people's neck rising just by virtue of whatever he said. But I think that's about all we have time for. Unfortunately, Rolene, we have to go to the news on the half an hour.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rolene Marks, our Israel correspondent. You can get Rolene tomorrow at 5:20. Same time, same place.